Let's get you to Andrew Kelleher from JMI Wealth. Good morning, Andrew.
Yep, morning, Mike.
You did touch on this yesterday, the deterioration in global manufacturing, but gee, these signs are looking increasingly ominous, aren't they?
Yeah, you don't have to be too much of a share market expert to see there's been a bit of a whack to sentiment in the last couple of days. And yeah, you're right, Mike, we touched on that yesterday, on the fact that we were seeing a little bit of weakness when we spoke yesterday morning, and that weakness has accelerated, I think would be a euphemism for what's happened in the overnight session. We've seen some I've got nasty looking numbers staring at me from the screens this morning, Mike. The European markets, they were sort of universally ugly. The FTSE 100 capitulated. It's down 3.2%, and that's after holding up pretty well through the sort of the Brexit machinations recently. The DAX, that's the German index, you got similar losses there. French, European markets down as well. The US market, yeah, as you said, down 530 points more or less at the moment. That's bang on 2%. The S&P 500 down over 2%. The NASDAQ in similar territory. So what's going on? Well, as I said, it started in the previous trading session. There was that key indicator measuring manufacturing activity that recorded its lowest level in a decade, much weaker than analyst expectations. But the thing is, Mike, is that global data is reflecting the same sorts of themes as well. In fact, if we look at manufacturing output, the numbers for manufacturing output through the sort of middle of this year, the European US summer, that was lower than a year earlier across all 36 advanced economies. So this is a geographically widespread phenomenon, and they're feeling that sort of chill particularly in Europe, because the big economies there, like Germany, they're relatively more reliant on exporting goods and services. So when you've got a bit of a global slowdown, that hits them a little bit harder. Global Purchasing Managers Index in September, that had its fifth month below the 50 mark. So the 50 mark above it, that sector is expanding. Below 50, it's contracting. So 5 months below 50, that Purchasing Managers Index for Europe fell to 45.7 last month. The US number 47.8. As I said, lowest level since June 2009. So what we've seen sort of overnight is almost kind of like a doubling down on fears of recession. We had some job data which hasn't helped. What's called the ADP private sector employment report, 135,000 jobs created in September. Market was expecting a number around 152. And here's a number that's very telling. If I look at that particular data series, the average for the last 3 months, it's 145,000. Last year at the same time, the average was 214,000. So we're seeing slowing job growth in the US. So we had that shot across the bow yesterday, and then construction data, that was weak as well. So around the world, Mike, we're getting this global economic slowdown. The trade war, Brexit's not helping. The reserve banks around the world are throwing lower interest rates at it. But yeah, no, just a fairly nasty looking Thursday morning, Mike.
Not too flash. You've got a lot of red on your screens, Andrew.
Yeah, red everywhere. Yep.
Maybe you should be on a cruise ship and just forget about the world. That's still booming, isn't it?
Yeah, well, enough of all this negativity. So we've got to look for something positive, and we have to come a bit local for the good news this morning. So there are mutterings out there, Mike, that we might have passed peak tourism, but it doesn't look like that's the case. And if I look at cruise volumes, remember, tourism has been a real tailwind for the domestic economy over the last few years. Very important source of employment. We've had good growth in tourists from Asia, but that's slowing. Aussies are still pouring in, but it looks like it's going to be a boomer record season for inbound cruise visits to New Zealand. Mike, have you ever done a cruise?
I've done far too many.
I've never done one.
Really?
One,
so oh,
never,
Andrew,
never
come
done
on.
A cruise. Yeah.
You'd be loving it. I can see you lolling about, you know, in the lounge.
In the lounge with my, you know, with my soda water. Yeah.
Look,
we're into October now. It's the last quarter of the year. But this year, we're going to have 1,071 port visits, 370,000 cruise passengers. That sector's worth over $570 million, and it's on fire.
Let's scram through some numbers.
Yeah, actually, now my feed's just, these are numbers from a few minutes ago because my feed's just dropped out, but the Dow Jones, 26,010, so that's down over 2%. The S&P 500, 2884, down 1.9%. The NASDAQ, 7755, down 1.9%, just under 2% as well. FTSE 100, 7122, they were down 237, 3.2%. The Nikkei, 21778, down 106. The Shanghai Composite, 2905, down 27.9%. Across the Tasman, the ASX 200 yesterday down 1.5%, 103.6639. We fared slightly better. The NZX 50, 10,951 was the close, down 45 or 0.41%. On the currencies, 0.6254 against the US, 0.9343 Aussie, 0.5710 Euro, 0.5085 pounds, 67.03 yen. Gold trading at $1,498 US, and Brent crude weaker again, actually, $57.46.
Oh, we're loving that. Thank you very much, Andrew. Have a great day. Andrew Kelleher from jmiwealth.co.nz.